Continuing Mizmor Kuf Lamed Beis, the tremendous love that David HaMelech had towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he showed this by the fact that he said, I must find the place of the Beis HaMikdash. My greatest desire is to build the home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says in Tanakh, he said, I'm living in a house, how can Hashem be just in a tent? That shows his desire to have a close, intimate relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavah Yochel, making a place for the Hashuas HaShechina to have a deeper and more real connection. We mention the Medrash and Mizmor Yud Zayin. It says, in the time of David HaMelech, there was a war and 70,000 soldiers were killed. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai says that those thousands that were killed was because they did not demand the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And it says a Kal V'Chomer. This was before the Beis HaMikdash was built. And even so, there was such a strong tying on them to have a tremendous desire for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Kal V'Chomer, nowadays, that the Beis HaMikdash was built and it's destroyed, how important it is for us to be Mevakish Rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Chazal put into every Shmon Esrei tefillahs for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, every Beis HaMazon tefillah for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But that's the idea behind it. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we yearn for a closer relationship with Him. There's Gemon Brochus about one of the Tzaddikim Yerushalayim whose house was destroyed after the Chum Beis HaMikdash, and they said, how could it be such a tzaddik, of such a Baal Chesed? And the answer was, Dai le'evid li'os k'rabbi. If the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was destroyed, so how could we expect to have a house nicer than that? Today everybody's looking to have a nice home, to make shiputzim, fix it up. Let us think twice. And Echanami, we need a place to live, but at least feel that Hashem wants to live over here also, Gav Yochel. That's the greatest desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be recognized in this world. He should have a place for Hashuas HaShechina. And it's totally in our actions and our will and our yearning. Continues David HaMelech and says, Kum Hashem lemnuchasecho atov v'aroinu zecho. Now that Hashem is about to come into the Beis HaMikdash, come to your place of rest. Menucha is a place of a pleasant resting place. This is what David wanted for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a place to always to come to. Atov Aaron Uzecho. David Mach realized the tremendous power of the Aaron. The Aaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents his Hashuas HaShechina down here. It's the strength of Klal Yisrael. That protects us. That gives us all the good we need. Kornecho Yilbishu Tzedek V'chasitecho Reneinu. The Kohanim will wear big day kahuna, which represents the greatness of every member of Klal Yisrael. Chazal say that each beged, each garment was against a different midah of how to control his taiva, his kas, loshon hara, to use every part of his body in a positive fashion. Chasidecha yiraneinu, the levim, the Beis HaMikdash, will sing to Hashem. A Jew should always be singing to Hashem, focusing on all the good we get from Hashem. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about, to focus on our greatness, not to fall into the rut of bad midas and negativity. He described himself, I'm your servant. I'm mevatel myself, subjugate myself completely to you. That's the reason why this home will be so comfortable for you. Because that's the place where Hashem wants to be. Hashem could be in every one of our homes, but we have to let Him in. If a home is a home of bad midas, a home is negativity, Hashem does not feel comfortable there. David HaMelech is saying, I'm making a place which is comfortable for you, that has these milas. And we can make, each one of us can make our homes a Beis Hashem by doing so. Thinking, looking at each other in a positive fashion, looking at life in a positive fashion, and then bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our own homes. Continues David HaMelech, Nishba Hashem leDavid, Emes lo yoshu mimenu, mipipitnecha oshis lekise loch, im yishmu b'necha brisi beidusis, Hashem says, not only am I going to make the Beis HaMikdash my permanent place, but I'm also going to make David HaMelech his family, his descendants, the permanent kings of Klal Yisrael. And if you read the Psukim and the Novi, that's what Hashem tells David HaMelech. You had such a desire to build my Beis HaMikdash, even though you will not build it. But I'm promising you that your pureness, your desire, is going to cause your children to build it and can cause your children to be the eternal leaders of Klal Yisrael. Each one in our own home, we should think about this also. We care about our children. We want to bring up them up well. The more the parents are examples of this positive relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating that we're the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also will give us Siyat HaShemayah, that should continue. Hashem says, oh, this is a home, this is a house, it's building generation after generation with my ideals and feeling good about it. Chasidech Yiraneinu, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a schus for every individual, and the example we have is from David HaMelech in Klal Yisrael. Kibor Hashem b'tzion, Ivo l'moyshe v'loy. Ivo means he had a desire to be there. We should be zecher to make our homes a desirable place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make the world a desirable place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to see the Gula as Yisrael and Bidin Beis HaMikdash b'meir v'yameinu.